The Minister of Roads and Transport, Jifa Ativo, has identified low disbursement of funds as the main challenge for the completion of some projects under her ministry. She said in an interview that the sector lacks adequate financial resources to support projects being undertaken. She was, however, quick to add that measures have been put in place to ensure that the ministry meets its targets by the end of the year. Mrs. Ativo was optimistic about the coming years.
Like every other ministry, financing of our projects was a major headache. Because, for example, in 2013, our budget ceiling was 189 million Ghana cedis. But when it comes to disbursement, we had close to just about 30%, leaving about 70% of the budget approval not being able to be assessed to enable us to carry out the projects that we outlined. When you go to the rail subsector, we are working on the Secondary Takra D suburban rail line via Kojukrom. But the releases have been so scanty that the contractor is unable to meet the target. That project is supposed to be done within 24 months, but as we experience low disbursement of funds, it affected the timeline for the project. We had a lot of challenges for the payment to the consultants. We are also developing terminals between Accra and Tema stations, for example, the Achimota station, Bachona, Odona. Sincerely speaking, financing has been a major problem as far as disbursement is concerned within their limits. So, I mean, as like every other ministry, the 2013 budget implementation was faced with a lot of challenges. The resources that we were expecting as a nation, we could not meet our target, so it affected the disbursement. But we are hoping that 2014 will be a better year.
Well, the Minister of Roads and Transport, Jifa Ativo.